online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
We're being told to expect further delays this afternoon on trains going between Kent and two of London's busiest stations after a gas leak forced them to close earlier. Southeastern services weren't able to get to Charing Cross or Waterloo East this morning because of an exclusion zone. Around 1,500 people had to be evacuated from buildings overnight. These people work in the area and couldn't get to their desks this morning.
I work in that building there, so I've been here since about 20 past eight this morning. The police have been brilliant. They've been telling us what's been going on.
We work in Strand. My laptop's in there as well, so I can't even work, which is a bit annoying. And we've been told it could be up to 5 hours.
I'm going to go home and try to work from my own laptop. I don't think it's worth standing around.
Engineers have now fixed the leak and the stations have reopened.
KM FM News.
A fifth teenager's appeared at Crown Court charged with murder following the death of a 17-year-old in Gillingham. Kyle Yule was stabbed in East Street in October as he tried to run to his nearby home. A 16-year-old boy will enter a plea in March. Four others have already denied killing him and will go on trial later this year. Boris Johnson's told Cabinet colleagues the NHS should get a Brexit dividend as soon as next March. He wants a £100 million a week boost to the health budget as soon as the UK leaves the EU. Investigators want to hear from anyone with dashcam footage after a motorcyclist was killed in a crash in Darrenth. The bike he was riding collided with a car on Green Street Green Road yesterday afternoon. It then hit another vehicle travelling in the opposite direction.
This is KMFM.
Former UKIP leader Nigel Farage says his party is facing a crisis that threatens its existence.
Simply, it's reform or die. If it goes on being run by a group of amateurs within 18 months, it will be worthless.
He's been speaking as the current Folkestone-based leader Henry Bolton faces pressure to resign over his private life. He lost a vote of no confidence held by the party's National Executive Committee and now faces a vote among members. If they get rid of him, he'll be the fourth leader to go in 18 months. A Kent vet's been ordered to pay back nearly £60,000 after he was jailed for his part in a horse-selling scam. A court heard the 66-year-old was involved in drugging sick and potentially dangerous animals in Marden before selling them on to unsuspecting buyers. He was jailed in July 2016 but has since been released and now faces being struck off by the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons. The Duchess of Cambridge has launched a new mental health pilot to help primary school pupils. The Mentally Healthy Schools website is due to go live in the spring and is being coordinated by her Royal Foundation. The Duchess says it will transform teachers' access to high quality advice on how to help children who are suffering.
The ultimate goal is that all teachers in the country should know where to turn to for expert resources to support the emotional well-being and mental health of the children in their care.
It's been revealed some of Kent's top chefs and former Bake Off winner Candice Brown are going to be appearing at a new food and drink festival in the county this summer. Pub in the Park is being held at Dunorland Park in Tunbridge Wells in July. It's the brainchild of celebrity chef Tom Kerridge, who started it off in his hometown of Marlow. He says it'll really show off the best Kent has to offer.
We're very, very lucky. There's some amazing restaurant and brilliant produce. You know, we talk about the Garden of Kent, and I know I've said it quite a few times, but you look at it, everyone outside of Kent talks about it as the Garden. Can be, you forget the coastline, you know, you forget how great the seafood is.
Tickets go on sale next Friday. And nominations for the Oscars are due to be announced this afternoon. And one film that's been hotly tipped is Darkest Hour. Gary Oldman has already picked up a Golden Globe and a Screen Actors Guild Award for his role as Winston Churchill in the movie.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
In tennis, Britain's Kyle Edmund is celebrating the biggest victory of his career. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
He's into the Australian Open semi-finals after beating world number three Grigor Dimitrov in the last eight. His quarter-final place was already his best ever performance at a Grand Slam. Meantime, women's fourth seed Elina Svitolina is another top-ranked player to be knocked out in Melbourne. The Ukrainian lost to Belgium's Elise Mertens 6-4, 6-love in her quarter-final. And in football, Arsene Wenger won't criticise Alexis Sanchez for pushing through a move to Manchester United and says he always gave 100% for the club. The forward's been called a mercenary by former defender Martin Keown, who thinks he only went to the Premier League rivals for the money. It's thought Sanchez will earn around £14 million a year after tax at Old Trafford.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.